Hello?
Hi, this is Angel from New York Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential, and I assure you this is not a sales call. What is your zip code?
11566.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered in the state of New York.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your year of birth?
1966.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade
Associate's degree.
Thank you. Or for whom did you vote in a 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden?
I voted for, Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for the president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain? You probably will vote.
I'm certain I'll vote.
Thank you.
Sorry for cutting you off.
That's okay. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated? Which one would you pick on a scale of from 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. Which one would you pick on a scale of 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree. Neither agree nor disagree. Somewhat disagree. Strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? So for each of the following, I'll be providing you with the answers and a few statements. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat? Does not matter much? Does not matter at all?
Matters a lot.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does it matter a lot? Matters somewhat. Does not matter much. Does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Protecting the LGBTQ rights, matters a lot. Matters somewhat. Does not matter much. Does not matter at all.
Matters a lot, I guess.
Okay. And the final one, protecting abortion rights, matters a lot. Matters somewhat. Does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Okay, thank you. We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? By election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I want to go.
Okay, thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, and no chance I will vote.
Nothing will stop me.
Okay, thank you. In protecting LGBTQ rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, and no chance I will vote.
I will probably vote.
Okay, thank you. And the final one, protecting abortion rights, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
I want to vote.
Okay, thank you. And I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided or will not vote?
So that's a tricky question. Are you just saying if there were no named candidates?
Yeah. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today,
oh, for Congress.
Yeah. For
undecided.
Okay, thank you. And but if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, third party or independent candidate, sorry, or will not vote?
Probably Democratic candidate.
Okay, thank you. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
Whatever the one above somewhat motivated was, whatever the very first one you said was.
Much more motivated.
Much motivated, yeah.
Okay. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot about it? Some about it? Not much or nothing at all?
I'll say not much.
Not much. Okay, thank you. And here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York. I'm sorry, in New York in November, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And based on your reads of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and I'll be reading these options very slowly, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, and strengthen voting rights protections.
So what am I supposed to be answering?
You can select one or more of these options.
I don't know. There were so many.
Okay, let me read them very slowly for you.
So
okay.
I'm supposed to say, sorry, I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. I'm supposed to say whether I would vote for any of those?
No, it's given option based on the amendment that I read before.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are all the options. So based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections.
I would say, are you done reading? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that it would put the last six that you read into effect, but not the first few that you read.
So the last six?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Select those for you. Okay. And my next one is not knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes? Probably vote no? Definitely vote no? Undecided or will not vote?